Terry and the Pirate. In company with Jude Hennick, April Kane, Burma, and Pat Ryan, Terry started for the town of Min Chau in an enclosed army truck. However, they ran into a mountain blizzard and were soon snowbound on a narrow, lonely road. Leaving the others in the truck, Pat and Terry started out for help. It was a struggle of several hours through the snowdrifts. And then as the bitter cold started to numb their hands and feet, Terry and Pat came upon a small group of houses. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. I sure hope, boys and girls, that not a single one of you will take any chances on getting your Terryscope. You know, the Terryscope you can send for is exactly like the one Terry made in the show. Like it, only better, because it has 8 thrilling special features. You'll be mighty disappointed if you don't send for this wonderful invention. Now, what I want to impress on you tonight is just this. There are only 2 more days before this offer closes. The deadline when the offer of the Terryscope expires is midnight December 6th. And December 6th, as you well know, is this Saturday, the day after tomorrow. So, kids, for your own sakes, do this right away. Immediately after the show, ask your mother to let you run over to the store and get a can of Libby's tomato juice and one of Libby's pineapple juice. To get your Terryscope, you need those 2 labels and just 1 dime. Take the labels off the cans and on the back of one, print your full name and address and give your age. Then enclose a 10-cent piece and mail to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, you know how to spell Libby's. L-I-B-B-Y-S. That's all you do. Just send in a label from Libby's Pineapple Juice and one from Libby's Tomato Juice with a dime. And this thrilling Terryscope is yours. That is, it's yours provided the envelope with your order is postmarked by midnight Saturday, December 6th. So get going, kids. Make sure you're not disappointed. And let me give you this suggestion, too. You know, Christmas isn't so awfully far away. And probably you've got some friends you'd like mighty well to give a present to. Well, you just couldn't find a more wonderful present for them than the Terryscope. Why, gosh, any boy or girl would be tickled pink to have a Terryscope turn up among his Christmas presents. He'd be getting 2 brand new games and 3 kinds of secret codes and a funny, tricky picture of Big Stoop besides a Terryscope that lets a fellow see up over his head and around the corners and behind him. So even if you already have a Terryscope for yourself, it might be a very good idea to send for 2 or 3 more to use as Christmas presents. Why not ask your mother how she feels about it? And if she's for the idea, be sure you remind her to get Libby's juices. For each Terryscope you order, you'll need 1 label from Libby's tomato juice and 1 from Libby's pineapple juice and a dime. Send labels and coin with your full name, address, and age to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago. Now, we'll shoot that Terryscope right back to you, and will you have fun? Why, say, there never was anything to equal this grand Terryscope. But remember, the offer's almost over. Get your order in at once to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now, in today's transcribed adventure, let's join Terry Lee, young American boy, and his adventurous friend, Pat Ryan, as they pause a moment to take a look at the nearest and largest of a group of houses. It is still night, and the dark buildings loom up black and forbidding against the swirling snow of the mountainside.
Well, this must be the main street. I mean, there isn't any street, just these few houses straggling out along the road.
Doesn't look like much of a spot, Pat. You wouldn't know anybody lived here.
Well, if we can get a team of horses and a sleigh, we ought to be able to find somewhere around here. Hey, look, Terry, let's try this first house here. Let's hope somebody's home.
Yeah, it ought to be on a night like this. thought I saw a light in the window.
Wait. Think I hear somebody coming.
Land sakes, who are you? What you doing out there in that snow and cold?
Well, we're trying to get help for some people. They're snowed in a truck several miles back along the road.
Oh, so you're a stranger around here. Couldn't see you for a minute. Well, come in, land sakes. Oh, you got a young man with you, too.
Yes, ma'am. Kick the snow off your feet, Terry. We want to track up the carpet.
Oh, now, never mind all that fussing. Come on in where it's warm. Shut the door. I want to keep the heat in. You could have come right in. We never locked the door. But being strangers, I don't suppose you knew that.
No, ma'am, we didn't. We didn't expect to find anybody but
Chinese here. Well, now, of course, it's China, and these are the Kunlun Mountains, naturally. Now then, what was you saying? Well, you must be almost frozen. Are you all right?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm fine. A little numb, but I'm okay.
And you say you came from a truck that got caught in the snow back along the road?
Well, that's right. It's an army truck.
Oh, soldiers, eh? Well, now that...
No, we're not soldiers. There's two ladies in the truck and...
Well. Now, was you wanting a doctor? My milk's a doctor, but not so good that he can...
Well, to tell the truth, this is the first house we saw, the nearest one, so
Well, you must have saw the light. Milt always has me keep a light burning just in case. So to let folks know he's home, in case they want him to get out.
Oh, then the doctor's in.
Oh, no, he's out.
But you said the light in the window meant he was in.
Oh, well, he isn't very far. He's just gone out to the barn. Ah, there he is now. Come in the other way. Well, don't stand there, boys. Go on over to the fireplace. Go on over. Thaw out.
I'll be glad to. Say, a fire in a fireplace is sure swell, isn't it, Pat?
Is that you, Grandma?
What? Oh, now you boys stay right here and get warm. I'll go get you both a hot cup of... And I'll tell Milt what's happened. I mean, I can't understand why people go around these mountains.
Well, this log fire is wonderful, Pat, but, gee, we can't stay here very long. We got to get back to the truck and get the others.
Yeah, I know.
This room, it's just like a room back in the United States. Did you notice?
Yeah. This isn't a Chinese house. Got a few Chinese things around, but otherwise it's like some small bungalow in the USA.
Nice and warm, too. Makes me kind of sleepy.
Well, what's all this about some people snowbound in a truck? A couple of women, I'm Dr. Milton, young man.
Well, my name's Pat Ryan, sir.
I do.
This is Terry Lee.
How do you do?
Our truck ran into a snowdrift several miles back and couldn't get out. We need help.
Well, I should say. You certainly picked a fine night to get snowed in. But then, I suppose on any other kind of a night, you wouldn't get snowed in, would you? Now, how many people did you leave back there in the truck?
Well, the two women are April Kane and Burma, an airplane pilot, Dude Hennick, or the truck driver, a Chinese boy who speaks very good English.
Four all together.
Well, now, I'd be glad to hitch up my sleigh, but it's only a two-seated cutter. Brought it with me all the way from Chicago. And besides, I got a sick horse out in the stable.
I heard what you said, Milt, but why can't the young man go down to Heidi Ho's and borrow his team and sled?
Well, yes, I suppose he could. Yes, he could go down to Heidi Ho's, but you know how Heidi Ho is.
Well, did I hear that name right, Doctor? Heidi Ho?
Yes. Well, it doesn't mean that. That's just the way this chap's name sounds. It's a Chinese name.
Of course, if Heidi Ho takes the notion to let you borrow the horses, that's fine. But if he says no, well then...
Well, why shouldn't he let us borrow a team and sled to get some people out of trouble?
Well, I haven't got time to go into all that now, lad, but Heidi Ho is a chap who used to live in Chungking. He's a pretty smart chap, too.
That's right.
There's a war on. Heidi was bombed out of his home and business and everything. All he saved is his horses and a few sticks of furniture.
So he comes out here to live. He's downright mean at times. Can't say I blame him.
Yes, he's a big fella. Strong as an ox. I've never been able to get friendly with him. We tried, haven't we, Ma?
Oh, yes. But I guess Heidi would rather die than call a doctor. Of course, the man hasn't been ill since he came out here.
Well, I'll go and see him about the horses.
Now, you can't miss the place. It's a little one-room house in a big barn. He's more apt to be in the stable than the house.
It's the last house down. You can't miss it. You want me to go with you?
Oh, no, thanks. I can manage. Oh, does this Heidi Ho speak English?
Oh, yes, very well. I'm surprised at times. I guess he picked it up in Chungking. Oh, he's been around.
Well, what about me going,
Pat? Oh, no, Sonny. You've done enough traipsing through the snow for one night. You just stay here and get warm.
You go down and see about the team, Mr. Ryan, but be careful of Heidi O now. If he's feeling mean, he's liable to turn on you without so much as an aye, yes, or no.
Well, I got to get help for those people in the truck.
All right.
See you later.
So long, Pat.
Well, you stay here, Terry, and I'll be back as soon as I can. I'm looking for Heidi Ho.
Oh, so you are. Well, what want? I'm man.
Well, sir, I want to hire a team of horses and a sled. An army truck is stalled in the drifts back along the road. The people in it are waiting for help.
No. Army not protect me from invader. I not help army. I lose my house. I lose all in universe.
Now, look, poor people are in danger of freezing, Mr. Heidi Ho. And we've got to help them.
No. I live here so not need help, people. Nobody help me. I not take horses out on such a night.
Well, this isn't a night for anybody to be out.
My horses not go out tonight. No sleigh. Perhaps when you come in morning, you
I've
do.
Got to have those horses tonight in the sled. I'm willing to pay.
You talk like English. I not like have anybody order me what do with my own things in here.
Now, look. I want those animals now.
No man in world coming stable tell Heidi Ho what want. Now, it's wise you go.
Well, if you're not going to help me get those people back there, then I'll...
I say you go! Go! You fear more of this whip. Next time, cut across your face.
Put that whip down.
So, stranger eager to use hands on Heidi Ho. You forget, perhaps, I learned English way to fight, yes? You see, I am in charge. This place is mine. So now, pick yourself from ground. Heidi Ho give you a lesson in behavement.
We'll see about that. If you won't help me, then I've got to help myself.
Like this. Shall kill the man who could.
Sorry. Sorry, Heidi Ho. There's been too much Heidi Ho going on for me to waste time. I've got to have those horses, and I've got to have them now.
Yes, this battle with the ugly Heidi Ho may mark the turning point in this other battle against the bitter cold and blizzard. But although Pat Ryan has the horses and is making ready for the trip back to the truck, we'll hear again from Heidi Ho. In just a second, I'll explain what I mean. Now, don't forget, kid, the deadline is Saturday at midnight. Yes, unless your order for a telescope is postmarked before midnight, Saturday, December 6th, you're going to miss out on one of the grandest offers ever made. The offer of a real, honest-to-goodness Terryscope, just like the one that's being such a lifesaver in the show. A Terryscope that will do everything that one does, and more besides. Because yours has secret codes and exciting games and other special features. Now, to get it, you'll need two Libby's labels and a dime. The labels are from Libby's Tomato Juice and Libby's Pineapple Juice, one from each. Print your full name and address and give your age. Then mail the labels with a 10-cent piece to Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Now, don't take any chances, kid. Get your order in tonight if possible. Now, you know you want the Terryscope, and it just takes two Libby's labels and 10 cents to get it. Now, you know the address. It's Terry in care of Libby's, Chicago, Illinois. Get going. You know, sometimes a good beating will do more for a man than anything else. And tomorrow you'll be surprised at what happens the next time Pat Ryan meets Heidi Ho. Yes, and you'll want to know what happened back at the snowbound truck. And it's all in tomorrow's transcribed adventure of Terry and the Pirates.